Where is God in the Bible these days? Many feel that they have been abandoned by their religion. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. Many feel spiritually empty because their religious leaders and their churches have left them. Stay with us.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search God's Word for the Lord's will. The Lord Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. If Jesus is the way to the Father, we need to know what the Lord Jesus teaches. If we love the Lord, we need to be obedient to what He says. If He's given us His way in the Scriptures, then we need to know what they teach and hold firmly to them. We want the Lord's way because we know nothing else can take its place. Thanks for taking time with us today. We want to be a part of your life each week. Many people today feel a little like Rip Van Winkle. You remember Washington Irving's story about the fun-loving but henpecked husband who hated profitable labor and was continuously nagged by his wife. While escaping to the mountains to go hunting, Rip drank some liquor that caused him to sleep for 20 years. Well, when he awoke, he found everything is changed, and he's in a different world. You've probably noticed our culture has changed in recent years. Both morality and religion seems to have turned upside down. What used to be sinful is now legal, so society is telling preachers not to speak out against immorality or insanity. Society tells us not to call certain immoral behaviors sinful anymore. Some say that marriage is obsolete. Society says husbands and fathers are no longer the heads of their homes. Some are pushing women to take leadership roles in the church. And many who stand with God's Word are amazed and ask, what has happened that people no longer hold to the Bible? Now, if you want to study more about this topic, not biblical, we offer copies of this program free. If you'd like a printed copy of our study and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. Now, if you live outside the United States, we have materials free online, and you can stream this program from our website, or Search TV, or from YouTube. The Edmond Church will now worship in song. We'll read from Exodus 1:6-10 and compare modern religion with what is biblical.
Words of life, words.
Our reading today comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 1, verses 6 to 10, and tell about the Israelites who were down in Egypt when changes took place. Joseph died, and all his brothers and all that generation. But the sons of Israel were fruitful and increased greatly and multiplied and became exceedingly mighty, so that the land was filled with them. Now, a new king arose over Egypt who did not know Joseph. He said to his people, "Behold, the people of the sons of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them, or else they will multiply, and in the event of war, they will also join themselves to those who hate us and fight against us and depart from the land." He was worried. That's a reading from God's holy word. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we know that many changes take place in life, but we know that You are the same, that You love us and watch over us and help us. Help us to stay faithful to You and to do Your will. In Jesus' name, amen. I once had a dinner with an acquaintance who belonged to a prominent denomination, and the conversation turned to religion. This man told me how much his church had changed and how alienated he felt. He grimaced at the moral and spiritual compromises the leadership of his denomination had embraced. He felt like he was no longer in the same group. What he knew growing up and what he saw in the present were very different. He felt his denomination had abandoned what it had believed and had become something unbiblical. Well, society and secular progressives have pushed many religious groups to accept views that dismiss the Bible. They told the religious groups that they were childish and backwards, and believers must accept what a more advanced society thinks or they will die. They said evolution is proven, and the church must give up its beliefs in creation. They said the unborn are not viable people until they're born and may be aborted. They glorified non-traditional families and said marriage was obsolete. They said the Bible wasn't for us today, but only spoke to people in other ages. They decided love for people included tolerating everything, and that was more important than loving and obeying God. They argued the grace of God meant the rules weren't important. In the end, they denied that God has any authority over their lives or that He matters to them. Sadly, the more any culture pushes God out of their thinking and their ethics or their morals, the more miserable and difficult their lives become. Societies can't thumb their noses at God and expect the Lord to bless them. And just because the thinking of people changes with the times doesn't mean that God has changed His mind. Psalm 33:11 says, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations." Now, people's attitudes change, but God's views on the sanctity of life and the sanctity of marriage haven't changed. Just because people permit themselves to violate God's law doesn't mean God will permit it. We can't vote God out. We can't vote on what His will is. You see, God is God and we're not. Wherever you live, whoever you are, God's Word is binding on you. The prophet Jeremiah revealed the will of God in Jeremiah 18, 7-10. And God said, "If at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it, and if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I intended to do it. And if at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build and plant it, and if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will relent of the good that I had intended to do it." Ah, God is far more in charge of the affairs of every nation than we might think. God plants nations and God plucks up nations. He deals with nations on the basis of whether they are willing to listen to His voice. Are you listening to God? I fear some think, because many believe or practice something, that it must be approved by God. God, however, doesn't take a survey to determine what is right or wrong. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 7, 13-14, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it, for the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it." The popular, easy way isn't safe, but leads to destruction. And only a few people follow God's narrow way, but it leads to life. Now, even if everybody tells lies, lying is still wrong. Even if everybody steals, stealing remains sinful. And no matter how popular a sin is, sin will never be okay with God. You can't solve the problem of sin by making it popular. The same is true with regard to religious groups. When people hear the Lord's voice and follow His teaching, He blesses them and counts them as His own. But when an individual or even some group ignores His teaching or departs from the way of the Lord into moral and doctrinal error, God holds them accountable. Sometimes people create religious groups and cults according to their own thinking rather than listen to God. You know, even if that group grows very large, it's still accountable to God. The Lord created us all, and He will someday judge us all according to the Bible. He commands all men everywhere to repent, and we're accountable to the Lord. Whether we know it or even if we agree to it, we're still accountable. Hebrews 4, 12-13 says, "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from His sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account." Time and distance don't erase accountability. A change in the winds of cultural worldview doesn't release anyone from His jurisdiction. We're accountable to the Lord in matters large and small. Rebellion over a small matter is still rebellion against God. I must tell you, more than accountability, love is our motivation to follow the way of the Lord. When people love the Lord, they enjoy being like Him. The Lord's way lifts up virtue and makes every person better and nobler. Aren't you tired of all the ungodliness, dishonesty, and indifference in our world? Aren't you weary of selfishness, greed, pride, and power-hungry attitudes? Aren't you hungry for what's pure and good? Don't you wish people were kind and trustworthy? We love the Lord because we have seen what the love of our Lord does in the hearts and lives of the people who turn from sin to righteousness. They become new people, filled with faith, hope, and love. Men become faithful and loving husbands and fathers. Wives become warm and loyal wives and mothers. Children look to parents with grateful hearts. Neighbors respect each other and bear one another's burdens. 2 Corinthians 5:17 rightly says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." And those new things are so much better than the old worldly ways. Take God and His Word out of people's lives, and people will be empty and in misery. They'll turn to destructive behaviors that enslave them. They'll become indifferent to others, selfish and ungrateful. They'll seek in vain to find something to take God's place, but nothing will. The Lord's way is so much better than the ways of the world. How could anyone prefer sin to righteousness, prefer lies to the truth, or prefer selfishness to love? When churches substitute storytelling, pop psychology, and humor for a study of the Word of God from the Bible, they've moved away from following the instructions of Scripture to being a social club. Paul charged Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, 2-5, "Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. But you, be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." God expects preachers to preach the Bible, not their opinions, not their experiences, and not their imaginations. If you attend a worship service that doesn't study the Bible, you're being cheated out of God's message. Has your religious group deserted the truth of Scripture so that they can entertain you or make you feel good? One popular speaker has decided that he will not speak out against sin or speak about salvation. He said he would leave this to others. Well, he may be a famous motivator, but he is no preacher of the gospel. He's made his own religion that has reference to some of the Bible, but he's cheated his listeners out of the whole counsel of God. Some religious groups study religious books written by men, but never open the Scriptures. They may not realize that the human author may be contradicting Scripture or teaching something false. People who stop studying Scripture often fill their minds with half-truths and mistaken ideas. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 4 and verse 4, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." We need all of God's Word to live as God wills. 2 Peter 1 and verse 3 says that His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who's called us to His own glory and excellence. We find the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in the Bible. When we stop hearing the Word of God, we can't be sure what we're hearing is true. Now, just because someone calls himself a preacher doesn't mean what he says is true. Now, this is why the Lord Jesus charged the apostles in Matthew 28, 19 to 20, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age or the end of the world." We must know the truth so we can distinguish what God really says from what people think. Acts 17:11 calls the Bereans noble because they received the Word with all eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. And we too must begin examining the Scriptures daily so that we won't be fooled by something that's unbiblical. Colossians 2 and verse 8 says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ." Study your Bible And don't let anyone lead you astray from the truth of God's Word. Now, if you attend where they substitute entertainment for worship, you may be cheating yourself out of true biblical worship in spirit and in truth. Many religious groups have given themselves over to religious entertainment, where worship leaders and soloists perform religious music like a concert. God wants everyone to worship Him, not watch someone else perform for us. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verse 1, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven." When people take the focus off God and put it on themselves as in a concert, they aren't worshiping God, they're performing. Jesus said in John 4, 23 to 4, "But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." So don't substitute praising someone's talent for the worship of God. Now, why have I said this? Because I've met people who say the place they worship has moved away from the morals and the teaching of the Bible, and they feel empty and abandoned. Friend, some still hold firmly to the truth of God's Word and still examine the Scriptures daily to see what is true. Please consider studying with one of the churches of Christ in your area. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that You've given us Your Word, that we can read it and study it, and know what You will for our lives. Help us to be faithful and loyal to Your Word first and foremost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may have experienced an unbiblical religion. Perhaps you're attending a worship service that isn't biblical. Perhaps you're hearing preaching that doesn't come from the Word of God and isn't teaching the truth. Maybe you're being entertained rather than being called to worship. Well, you need the Lord. God said in Isaiah 55, 8 to 9, "For My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways My ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are My ways higher than your ways, and My thoughts than your thoughts." What our sick world needs is not more examining what people think and feel. We need to look up to God's holy Word for His wisdom and the truth. What God teaches is far better than the ways of the world. Don't substitute human ways for what is genuinely from God, and then rob yourself. Isaiah 55, 7 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and He will have compassion on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." Oh, God yearns for every heart to come to Him, for people to leave their own ways and follow His teaching. When people turn their hearts, God abundantly pardons their past and blesses their future. So don't cheat yourself out of the truth. To get right with God, believe in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. Believing in Him means believing His teaching is true and obeying it. Real faith and love leads to repentance. Repentance means I'm going to forsake every wrong and turn to what is right and biblical. Repent and be baptized into Christ, immersed in water, confessing your faith. And when you're baptized, the Lord will wash away your sins according to Acts 22:16, and He will add you to His church according to Acts 2 and verse 47. We hope that our study, not biblical, has caused you to compare biblical Christianity with your life. If you live in the United States and you want a free printed copy, send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or you can call the Search Office toll free at 1-800-321-8633. Now, there's a schedule of our programs and a map of churches in your area at searchtv.org. Now, Search is now on YouTube. We ask that you subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and then like the programs that you watch and make comments if you will. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Now, don't worry, we're not asking for money. We're not here to exploit you. What we want to do is help you draw close to God and to be able to be with Him in heaven. Show God your love by worshiping at church. Oh, I tell you, you need a church family. If you can attend, don't neglect worshiping at church. There's probably a Church of Christ near you. And if you're looking for a healthy, biblical church home, we'll gladly help you find one. We want you to be a part of that family of God's people, to worship according to the Scriptures, and to be what God would have you to be. Well, we'll be back next week, Lord willing. So keep searching God's Word with us and tell a friend about this program. As always, we say to you, God bless you, and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.